Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Yeah, some of those people are still recommending things they learned 50 years ago. I need to update that. I need to get her to update that ad. Welcome, one and all. It's time to talk gardening, organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and compost issues, whatever you would like to discuss. Health issues to a degree we always get into here on the show. Sometimes a little environmental stuff, a little wildlife stuff, occasionally some farm and ranch stuff, whatever is on your mind. We already have some people holding, so I'll get to the phones quickly. And as always, we'll go back and forth between what I need to do and what I can help you with. Weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is gorgeous. We went through some hot weather and then had some cool weather roll in again. Unfortunately, we didn't have any rain. I think some of you in the rest of the country did, and hope it was good and not too much. I know in some of the country there's some rough stuff, so good luck weather-wise out there. We're really in the middle of the time for a lot of things, with one new issue this year, as we've been talking about the last several weeks, and that is freeze damage. So we'll talk about that and replacement a little bit here. My tea, interesting. I used the maximum amount of chili piquins in my tea today. You don't want to do any more than six, which is what I put in this morning. And I didn't do any honey. I thought I'd do totally no sugar, and it's good. I think a little sugar tastes a little better for most people. But if you don't want any sugar at all, and a lot of people getting into more healthy situations are trying to completely avoid it. Stevia, in fact, I probably ought to try that next week, is a way to go, so you have some sweetness without any sugar at all. But my tea is the Osha ginger basic thing that I do. A lot of ginger, quite a bit of Osha. What else did I put in there this morning? The chili piquins. That's really all I put in this morning. It's a good tea, really nice flavor. But you wouldn't want to – I like hot stuff, but you wouldn't really want to do more than the six chili piquins, if that much, because it becomes a pretty dominant flavor in the tea. The mystery photograph is up, so if you want to win one of our online courses, we do the online course because none of the universities out there teach this natural organic approach that we recommend, so we did it ourselves. We set up the 15-chapter course. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of people have taken it. A lot of people in the business are using the fact that they've become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center in their marketing material, and we encourage that. Some people are doing multiple tests for their employees. People involved in nonprofits can get a little discount on the test as well. 15 chapters. You take a test at the end of each of the chapters. It covers everything that we cover on the show here, and then some. Once you pass each test 100%, and it's not that hard to do it 100% because we cover the main things that you need to get out of the course, and we cover them in the 25-page a cheat sheet that we give you, the little handout booklet that comes with the course. If you don't want to pay for it, identify the mystery photo first. Let's see. I don't know if anybody's in the first callers are doing that, but if you think you know what it is, maybe a little bit harder. I think I've had it as a mystery photograph a little bit different time of the year, the one that you'll find. Where is it? Well, it's at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com. And it's the button on the far right gives you the mystery photograph. identify it by calling in on the show, which is, I guess I'll give the number since it's a talk show here. I'm calling it a talk show, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. In the last few weeks, people have identified it first on Instagram. We're doing all the social things with the same stuff basically across the board. Let's see. We've got time. Let's just go ahead. These people that called in early don't need to hold so long. Mimi, is that right, in Michigan? What can I do for you?
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call so early.
Sure.
Yeah, I put in some a couple of small, I guess, rose bushes last year, and one of them had these two stems on them I noticed yesterday, and they were much thicker than the rest of the bush, and the tops of them had a cluster of blossoms that weren't open yet, of course, and was surrounded by a lot of red leaves, and it kind of looked like the pictures I've seen on the internet of the rose rosetta, and I'm kind of concerned about it having rose rosetta, and how it's going to, if it does, when do I make that decision to pull it out, and how will it affect my other roses that are either side of it?
Well, Mimi, you can go two ways here, and congratulations. That's what you have is rose rosette is actually how it's pronounced, I think. But it does have a solution. So you can go with the solution that I recommend that we found that works. We've had several listeners and readers report using it and having success. Or you can go ahead and take it out. It is definitely rose rosette what you have. When you have that red color and you have deformed growth, you'll sometimes have a real unusual array of thorns. You'll have real heavy cluster of thorns on one side of the stem and none on the other, for example, or it can be just real heavy thorns or whatever. But that is rose rosette. And the solution to it is what we call the sick tree treatment. It's what I invented years ago to cure the fungal diseases that Photinia have and Indian hawthorn have and related plants have. And it's also what I recommend to get rid of mistletoe, sapsucker damage, oak wilt, any of the tough diseases, canker in Italian cypress, any of those diseases. And what the sick tree treatment is the basic organic program on steroids. It's just doing more of some of the same basic things with one very, very important, well, two important additions when we're talking about roses here, because that is a tough disease to get rid of. And those two additions are you expose the flare of the rose bushes just like you would with a tree. Any woody plant has a flare, and most roses get planted too deeply because they come to us from the growers too deep in the container to start with, and then, you know, we get them deeper and they settle and various things happen. So the sick tree treatment is to expose the flare, aerate the root zone, either mechanically or putting out the hydrogen peroxide, you know, mix it 50-50 with water or with the Garrett juice. And then you put out the other amendments, the same amendments I would have recommended for you to do the bed preparation originally, compost, rock minerals, and sugars. Now, you won't be able to find some of the things I recommend as easy in Michigan as we have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but you can get close. I give a bunch of examples there. Do you have something?
Oh, no, no. Wait, no. I'm in Texas. I'm between I'm in Meridian, between Waco.
Oh, Meridian. And I thought my eyes are getting so bad I'm reading wrong. Well, you can get the lava sand and the azomite and the whole ground cornmeal and dry molasses and all the things that I recommend without any trouble. Those listening to me in other parts of the country will have to improvise a little bit, but you can always get some kind of sugar and some kind of rock minerals and some kind of compost and organic fertilizers. And then the last step is to spray the plants with the Garrett juice, and in this case with hydrogen peroxide added to the spray.
Does it travel through the soil, or is it carried by?
It can travel through the soil and spread. It can spread by the top of the plant touching another plant. It can spread by pruning shears. And you need to cut that deformed stuff off with pruning shears and have hydrogen peroxide in a little quartz spritzer and spritz the cuts and spritz the tools in between the cuts. And with roses, as opposed to the tree stuff, you sometimes will have to redo it once or twice and maybe even next year if it tries to come back. With trees, one time will take care of it. I got to run. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back. Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce, and there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good, and you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website, drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number's 866-444-3478 to San Antonio, and it's George's turn. Hey, George.
Hi, good morning. I really enjoy your show, and I think I have a guess on the mystery photo. Do you want me to say it, or do I email it to you? I forgot.
Go for it.
Okay, well, it's just a guess, but is it a crab apple?
No, but that's not a bad guess, but that's definitely not it.
Okay. And I have a question, if that's okay, too.
Sure.
Okay, so my question is on a pomegranate tree that I have or had. It was about 15 feet tall, and I pruned it in January, and then we got the freeze, and it looks dead. I mean, it's got growth from the base, but I'm wondering if I should just put the chainsaw to it and reduce it and let it just grow from the base, or do I give it more time and see if I've carved out some of the wood at the top to see if there was any green. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the wood is really it's really soft and it comes off easy, but it doesn't look like there's any green coming from the top. So
I would wait just a little bit longer. If the branches and the twigs are still soft and supple, you might see some break. I'm seeing, for example, my loquat at my house, the foliage is completely burned and dead. There's about 3 leaves that still have some green. But I was telling Bob Webster on his show that I do with him in San Antonio every Saturday, that I'm actually getting buds on the trunk, and I'm going to wait a little longer and see what happens. I'm also seeing that on a big, majestic Indian hawthorn at my office, where actually I was about to cut it down. I thought it was completely gone, and I'm having little leaves start to show down inside the plant. So give it a little bit more time. I think we can have plants break new growth as late as the beginning of June in some cases. The plants are going to be damaged, don't get me wrong, if that is the case, but they might come out and start growing. And if you apply the sick tree treatment, and I would recommend it to you in this case, just like I was talking about doing with Rose Rosette on roses, any plant that is damaged and really having a struggle, the sick tree treatment is absolutely the most perfect thing you can do. And then if it doesn't, you can always cut the dead down later as the growth comes up from the base.
Okay, because it is growing fairly vigorously at the bottom, and I've been applying Garrett juice about once a week. Is that okay?
No, that's great. And
okay.
And, you know, pomegranate is a multi-trunk tree anyway, so having multiple stems grow from the base is not a problem at all. I'm having my bay, it was going to be part of my report to everybody, my big bay that died, the top died completely, and it is huge, probably the biggest one in Texas. Bob's, at his ranch, was probably pretty close. But both his in San Antonio and mine in Dallas are coming back from the base. I'm going to only allow probably three of the shoots to continue to grow. There's probably 50 or 60 growing now. And I'd recommend the same thing for you on the pomegranate. Take the biggest, most aggressive-looking shoots and, you know, leave three or four or something. Don't let them all grow. Just I think you'll get back to a productive pomegranate quicker if you keep it to a minimum.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Oh, and I love your podcast, too. I appreciate you posting it also.
Okay. Thank you for calling, George.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you.
It.
All right. Bye-bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Jump on here anytime you want to. Let me tell you about the SPCA doggies. We had Freckles adopted, which is great, from a previous feature. We've got a whole bunch of them still on dirtdoctor.com that we have talked about in the past with their photos and bios. So check those out. You still have to make an appointment, spca.org/findapet. Make an appointment to go in and see the dogs. They're still not 100% open for just walking in. So you can get that information off our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button there on the homepage. This week, got a cutie. Again, Eric, 7-year-old mixed breed gentleman. He weighs 45 pounds, mostly white with large splotches of black on his face and back. You can see his picture on our SPCA page. Floppy ears, big brown eyes. Don't let him fool you. He's a sweet and athletic guy who loves to play with other dogs. He enjoys playing outdoors, wrestling with dogs his size, nuzzling up to his favorite people for petting. He would prefer a home without young children and would be best with another canine companion in the household. So recommends you bring your dog by to meet Eric, make sure it's a perfect fit. He's been neutered, microchipped, and all that kind of stuff. All the bio information is on the website. It says now through April the 25th, you can adopt any dog or cat 6 months or older for 50% of the regular adoption fees. Check him out. He's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. That's in Dallas, just west of downtown Dallas. To request an appointment to meet Eric, just go to spca.org/adopt. And he looks like a good one. There's several other good ones there as well. 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you in just a minute. If you want to try to guess that mystery photo, it's right there on the button on the far right-hand side under the top picture on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and win one of our online courses if you're the first to identify it.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com. All righty, Howard, back with you. We've got loaded lines, but let me cover a couple of quick things real fast here. One thing I wanted to mention, I'm going to be on Dr. Bob Martin's show. He's on across the country. You might do a search for that and see if you're interested. We're going to be talking health issues and the relationship with healthy gardening and healthy soil at 12:15 today. So that's coming up for you. And then back to the rose rosette real quickly. I said there was two options. The first one I gave in detail, the sick tree treatment approach to rose rosette. The second option is to take the roses out, like the chemical people recommend, and detox the soil. My detox program is on DirtDoctor.com under soil detox in the library. You can go that route. The most important thing you would do there would be to add to my normal detox situation the hydrogen peroxide as a drench to the soil. And if you decide to go that way and plant something else, that's fine. I'd give the sick tree treatment a chance because it works very well. And as I tell people all the time, no matter what the tree is or the woody plant in general, we treat any woody plant with the sick tree treatment. It's the best thing you can do. And even if it fails, in other words, even if the root system was already in such trouble, it was basically gone, and we can't bring plants back from the dead. But even trying in those cases and failing, the plant dying, you haven't wasted your money or your time, because the sick tree treatment is this incredibly effective soil improvement procedure that will help you for whatever else you decide to plant in that area. And one final thing on that, when it first came up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the people, the university people, were recommending that everybody take out every rose bush and throw it away and just give up. There's no possible chance of saving the plants. I got a call. I was talking about it on the air, and I wrote about it in the Dallas Morning News. And I got a call from my friend Mike McGrath, who you may recognize that name. He used to write for Organic Gardening Magazine. He said, "Howard, you're 100% right." He said, "We had it hit up here, and we just trimmed the plants back, and they came out and didn't continue to have the problem." So it's not something to give up on. It's something to at least try before you remove everything. Let me see where we are here. Doug's turn, I guess, in Denton, Texas. What's up, Doug?
Howard, love your program. I'm asking about I'm thinking about putting xeriscape in my front flower beds, and I'm wondering, where do you start? I've got a heavy clay soil, and I want to know what kind of base to put in for that.
Well, I'd still recommend the same bed preparation that I recommend for anything, Doug. It's just with a xeriscape situation, you don't have to do as much. It uses much of the amendments at all, with one caveat, and that is you must make sure that the drainage is really good. So if it's a flat area, you need to put some water on it and test it, make sure it's draining out okay. And if not, build the soil a little bit, mound it such that it drains out a little bit better. One of the things you can do to help soften and start the flocculation of the soil, a softening of the soil, and it might be a good first step for you, is to drench the area with the hydrogen peroxide and then do the bed preparation. You could add, when you add the rock minerals, you could add some things that have a little bit heavier texture, you know, the expanded shale some people like to use. I'm not a huge fan of it. I like the lava sand a lot better, but decomposed granite and some things that have a little bit more texture to them might be good to add when you're trying to do xeriscaping.
Okay, great. Do you recommend any places around to look at plants? I mean, that'd be a good place to start just to get an idea of what to put in.
Well, that's a tougher question today than it normally is, because the inventories are so scarce, and all the people in the business, you know, are buying anything they can get, and some of them are buying as much extra stuff as they can. So all I could suggest to you is go around to the local places, the places you normally shop, see what their inventory looks like, and then maybe look online. We've got some people that we recommend on our website that are into organics to a degree, and you can get a good start of a suggested list of places to check by going that route.
Okay, great. All right.
Appreciate
Thank you so much, Gary.
Good luck with your project.
Have a good day.
All right. Let's see what James in Waxahachie's up to. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
About 20 Japanese ligustrums in a row, Japanese ligustrums, 20 years old, never cut them back, 20 years of growth. They look very healthy. The day before February 16, and since then, I'm wondering if they're going to make it. What are your thoughts?
My first thought on them, when I've been looking at them here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, is that they were fried and they're not going to make it, but I'm changing my mind a little bit. I'm seeing some of them feather out some green growth up in the plant. Are you seeing any of that yet?
Not at the very top. Now, these things are very high, not at the top, but kind of in between and down a little.
Yep. Well, let's wait a little bit longer, just like we're, you know, recommending on most woody things, most trees for sure.
Right.
And let's see how high up in the plant they do try to leaf, and then we'll cut down to that point. You see what I mean? Once we have a pretty good feel about how far up, and it might even be that it would be good to tidy up and reduce the height of the plants a little bit anyway, take a little bit of the stress off the plant that way. But first, if they're leafing out, let's wait just a little bit longer so we can get a better feel for where that point is.
Well, that's good to know, and I thank you very much. I respect your opinion. Thanks a bunch.
I appreciate the call. And for you and for everybody that's dealing with the freeze damage stuff, and I'll talk about a few other specific plants here as I can work them in, but organic fertilizer, if you haven't already done it, whether it's Garrett juice, spraying and drenching in soil, and or putting out a dry application of organic fertilizer would be a very good thing to do. Putting out the high nitrogen stuff that I don't recommend anyway would be another way of putting a stress on the plants, the root system, and not what I'd recommend.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Appreciate the call. Let's see what Bert's up to in Lewis, Delaware. Hi, Bert.
Come on, Howard. I'm looking for, and you might have already answered my question with the previous caller, looking for a place where I could order some yucca restrata to be shipped to here in Delaware.
Wow. I don't know exactly, but I tell you what I think I would recommend. I did a quick search on yucca estrada, I thought this is what you were wanting to talk about, and I thought, well, I hadn't heard of that. I wonder if it's restrada, and that's what came up. And one of the things that I noticed when that popped up, there's a lot of places that sell it online. And here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for example, I think all the people that sell the desert-type plants, yuccas and agaves and things like that, have it in stock. It's called a beaked yucca a lot of times as well. And I think most of the places that sell those desert plants would have it in stock.
Yeah, I had called some places and they don't ship, you know.
Well, everybody's going to be a little backed up with their orders and their inventories and everything now, so you're going to maybe have to stand in line if somebody else got to the people first. But that's a beautiful plant. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in it. It's one of my favorite in that category, that blue-green color, the softness. The flowers are beautiful. It's really a good plant.
Well, real quick, I mean, I've seen someone at eBay and Amazon and things like that. And there's one guy, it seems like it is the same seller. He just has different names on because the pictures are the same. But these are, they're like he went out and dug them up and they're bare rooted. They're not pots and he just has a tarp over them.
Yeah.
How long would they live like that?
Oh, they're pretty tough, but I'd really prefer you get some that have been grown in containers by a reputable nursery or a reputable grower, and you'll have a lot more luck. Don't deal with those people that are just digging stuff out of the wild. Some of the plants are actually protected that get dug out of the wild like that. Go that route. I don't think you're going to have any trouble finding it. You might have a little bit of a delay, but that's a good one, that yucca restrata, beaked yucca. It's a good one. Good luck with it, and I bet you'll be able to find it. Just call around, do online search, call around the local people, and get in line, and they'll get you fixed up.
Yeah, I had called you a year ago about this. I had one that it fell over on me,
mm-hmm.
and you said I could, you know, cut it up, and I actually got three out of it, but they grow so slow that, you know, they're
just... You just want something bigger, yeah. Well, just keep looking around. I need to run on, but keep looking around and be patient. I think you can find some, but go ahead and get some in containers, not dug out of the wild, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Let's catch up here on a couple of things. Jump on here whenever you want, 866-444-3478. My figs died to the ground, both of them, completely dead, and they're coming out from the base just like the bay is. So a lot of you are probably going to experience that. Same thing I've recommended to people on pomegranate and other things this morning. Don't let all of the shoots at the ground grow. Pick the strongest, fastest growing looking ones and let one or two or three grow and cut the others down to the ground. One thing I'm experimenting with right now, we've got a crepe myrtle. It's a big red crepe myrtle, one of the ones that I've had for a while at the office. And it is one that was grown in those grow bags. And I think some of you may witness this as well. It even having the flare dramatically exposed. This is a Carl Whitcomb dark red one. And Carl and a lot of people would like to grow the trees in those grow bags, and they have those suckers. I'm cutting them back physically, and then as they start to feather out again, I'm going to be spraying with vinegar and some strong hydrogen peroxide and experimenting. There's a little bit of possible risk there, but you may want to try it as well, and I'm going to give you a report on my experimentation there too. We'll talk about other things when I get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this. Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell, and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or visit myperfectshed.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, for my friends at Bang Solar, the only company I recommend for your solar conversion. Adam Foley and his team know how to install your system right and even add extra panels at no charge to make sure you get the power you need. Bang Solar clients are saving 35% on average. If you want to get more bang for your buck, make the move to solar power for your home or office and call my friends at Bang Solar. Here's my friend Adam Foley, president of Bang Solar.
Thanks, Howard. You know, most of our clients ask, how much does it cost to convert to solar? Well, I'll tell you what, it costs less than what you're currently paying for your electric bill each month. I'll make it even better than that. When you convert with Bang Solar, we will pay for your first 6 months. You always get more bang for your buck with Bang Solar.
Thanks, Adam. Okay, call my friends at Bang Solar today at 469-502-5757. That's 469-502-5757, or go to bangsolar.com and schedule now to get your first 6 months on us.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard back. The number is 866-444-3478. We have a winner on the mystery photograph. The mystery photograph, it was on Instagram. The mystery photograph is a picture of the spring flowering and the light green foliage of red Canadian choke cherry. Really interesting plant that I like. I wouldn't buy a whole bunch of them, but having one or two in your garden, I think, and it'll grow all over the country, I think is great. One of the things, real quickly, and we'll get right back to the phones, live oaks and red oaks are still scaring people out there. The live oaks are still hanging on to some brown leaves. Wait a little bit longer. I'm seeing a real inconsistency on it all across the board, even in my own landscaping. Some of the trees are completely leafed out, and some are still holding some of the brown leaves. I think they're going to be fine. The red oaks are doing a weird thing. They're being real inconsistent across the canopy where the foliage is coming out on some of the trees. In other words, leafing out on the bottom and not the top or one side or the other. I think that'll even out. I don't think you're going to need to worry about that. The trees that are showing that are hurt a little bit, a little bit of stress maybe. That's why there's this unusual growth, but I think they're going to be fine. Again, sick tree treatment, if you really want to do the best thing, at least some organic fertilizer, not the synthetic stuff, and I think those trees will be fine. Cedar elms are just looking beautiful. They look like they really enjoyed the crazy weather. And then my Texas Buckeyes, the report for you there is the last one to leaf out, Texas white Buckeye, just now finally broke bud. All the others leafed out and doing very well, especially the Ohio Buckeye, but all of them look great now, including the Mexican Buckeye and the Scarlet Buckeyes. One of them died to the ground, coming out from the ground. One didn't have a twig damage, so inconsistency across the board. All we can do is just kind of wait and see what happens on most things. But in general, I think we're in pretty good shape considering that freeze. It was very, very unusual. Here's Shannon in Nolanville next up. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks.
I have a question for you. We're on about a quarter acre, and I'd like to put up some dried molasses and some beneficial nematode. Should I do one before the other, or wait in between?
I don't think there's any problem at all in doing both. In fact, I just did a similar thing. I put out beneficial nematodes at both the office and at the house, and I put out some organic fertilizer in some places that had been skipped back when the first round was done. And I put out a little bit of dry molasses and a little bit of lava sand in a couple of other areas. So I think in general, using multiple applications of organic kinds of things at the same time is fine. The only exception to that would be doing something that has killing power when you're putting out something live. For example, orange oil and hydrogen peroxide can have both the ability at certain levels to kill. At low levels, they stimulate biological activity. At the higher levels, which we talk about and have covered on the website, they could kill some of the living organisms in the beneficial nematode application or in the garret juice that has mycorrhizal fungus in it or something like that. You see what I mean?
Right, I do. So, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think dry molasses and nematodes, no problem at all.
Okay, thank you. Right. Have a great day.
You too. In fact, that's what the dry molasses does is stimulate biological activity in the soil. It stimulates first bacteria, and then the beneficial fungi come along. That's why it is so effective at running off the imported fire ant, for example, with just an application of 20 pounds of dry molasses per 1,000 square feet. Works beautifully. Doris in Louisville. Hey, Doris.
Good morning, Howard. Let me take you off the speaker here if I can.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
You're sounding okay, though.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thanks, Howard. I have a couple of questions. Our Myers lemon and our grapefruit trees never did produce a whole bunch, but they did there, and I was so proud of them. They have no leaves at all.
Well, that's not a good sign. What did you do during our zero weather with them? Did you take them inside?
We did, first year ever did not. We wasn't able to.
Well, probably not good. The was Myers lemon, one of them you mentioned. It's pretty tough considering all the citrus, but it still can't take, you know, 10 degrees or 0 degrees. So if you're not seeing any bud swell at all, you may have to replace them.
I have one more question if you need to. Can I hold on?
Go ahead. We'll try to get it in. If not, I'll put you on hold.
Okay, I heard about no-till gardens and what they did. We, our elderly, cannot get down to do gardening like we would love to, but they said put down cardboard to kill the weeds and the grass, and then on top of the cardboard, because it's going to decay and be okay, pile it up with bags of soil, and I don't know for sure whether it'd be better what kind of soil to use, and then cover the soil with compost and plant into that.
I'd leave the soil out of that, and I agree with it. Put down molasses and compost first, and then put the cardboard on top of those, and then put shredded native tree trimmings, not soil, on top of the cardboard. I'll put you on hold if you want to talk about it more. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back after this.